The recent death of actor Gene Wilder from complications due to Alzheimer's is putting a new spotlight on the disease. It's a brain disorder that isn't curable and keeps getting worse. First, it robs a person of their memory and thinking skills, and later, even basic tasks become all but impossible. Some health experts say more than 5 million Americans suffer from Alzheimer's. A few years ago, it took the life of a popular Durango schoolteacher and counselor named Stan Raby. To honor Raby, who was also an accomplished athlete, the Alzheimer's Association of Durango and the Athletes to End Alzheimer's put together a walk and run along the Animas River Trail. The Stan the Marathon Man 5 and 10K walk and run gets underway at 9:30 this Saturday morning at Santa Rita Park, with runners heading out before the walkers. The Cannon Dolls, Dan Higby Band, and Batucada provide live music along the course. Ken Fagerlund is one of the organizers of the Stan the Marathon Man Walk and Run. He spoke to us recently about the event, and particularly about Stan Raby.
He originally taught at Miller Middle School, and he was a girls and boys basketball coach. He was a counselor. He started a couple really neat programs, one of which was Peer Helper, and that was to help students mitigate their disagreements with other students. He then moved to Durango High School, where he was a math teacher and a counselor, and he started a couple programs. He was a real integral part in a couple programs. One was DHS Abroad, which is a program that took students and teachers abroad to study for a month. And he also had an A-Plan student advisory program, and that was to help minority students kind of integrate into the population. He touched a lot of lives over the years as a counselor and a coach and a math teacher.
Now, he retired from teaching but didn't slow down at all. In fact, he sped up. Just how accomplished of an athlete did Stan become?
In 2002, he retired and he started to train for a marathon, and then that turned into over 10 years of 45 different marathons. He did the Boston Marathon 4 times, and he ran marathons in 22 states, 10 countries, and over 7 continents.
Stan Raby was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2010. His wife Paula decided to partner with the Alzheimer's Association of Durango for an athletic event to raise awareness of the disease. The first Stan the Marathon Man race was in 2014, and Stan was a participant, even as his Alzheimer's progressed. Ken Fagerlund again.
It was turned out to be a really nice tribute, kind of a send-off to Stan. And unfortunately, a few months later in January, he ended up passing in January 2015 of complication of the Alzheimer's. But that was a really neat event. He was part of it, and he and Paula, you know, ran the course together, and that was a really neat personal touch to that inaugural event. But unfortunately, he passed a few months later.
Ken, where is the money raised from this Saturday's race spent?
All the monies raised will stay local with Alzheimer's Association Durango. Elaine Stumpo is our regional director, and those monies go towards various counseling and training programs, family and individual counseling, training for police and sheriff's offices, legal and financial advice, funerals, 24-hour helpline, fundraising. Elaine teaches 12 classes a month, both professional and community training.
Now, even though Stan Raby was a marathon runner, the race in his name also has an easygoing and family-friendly side. How so?
The main event on Saturday the 10th is a 5K, 10K walk. It's along the river trail. It's just a nice, simple out-and-back course. And we have a lot of music out on the course through the Stillwater Foundation. We have a 15-piece samba band. We have Caitlin Cannon and the Cannon Dolls, and a good friend, Dan Higby, who worked with me at Backcountry Experience, and his band, Laboon. So we have a lot of music, and then we're going to have a lot of good energy at the venue at Santa Rita Park.
The Stan the Marathon Man 5 and 10K walk and run to benefit the Alzheimer's Association of Durango is this Saturday morning at 9:30. You can learn more at standthemarathonman.org. I'm Mark Dugan for KSUT.